The headline reads, Mozilla co-founder Brendan Eich resigns as CEO. Yes, America, we are at a point where people are getting fired for holding beliefs. Today we discuss how a person was pressured to resign simply for donating to a cause he believed would strengthen his state. Folks, he was guilty of supporting an effort to pass an amendment stating marriage must involve one man and one woman. So what kind of chilling effect will this have on your philosophical beliefs? Has religious persecution started? Join us today as we delve into these issues and more. Welcome to Homefront on Missouri Grassroots Radio. I'm Cynthia Davis, your host. As a writer, speaker, and former legislator, we discuss limiting government, fiscal responsibility, and fair taxation. I'm a mother of seven and a wife of one for over three decades, so I bring you my personal experience. And now it's time for Homefront with Cynthia Davis. Welcome to Homefront. We are so glad you could be with us today. We have David Usher, who is the president for the Center for Marriage Policy and a computer programmer. Welcome, David.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you? It's great to be on your show.
Well, we've got too much going on in the world today, and if you want to just see how crazy it is, I opened up a Facebook page, and one of my Facebook friends had a posting on there that said, due to Mozilla's hostility toward people who support the preservation of the special status of traditional marriage in civil law, Firefox browsers are being blocked from accessing this website. So I was confused, and I wrote a question to her, why is Firefox not letting people get to you? And she said, no, they didn't block me, I blocked them.
Well, it's OkCupid that is, which is a dating website, and they're not allowing anybody using Firefox to use their website.
So what surprised me, let me tell you where I came to Firefox. A few years ago, I got a virus on my computer, and my son, who came to rescue me, said, Mom, you need to use Mozilla Firefox, and that will help filter out some of the viruses. And he got me all set up, and I was pretty happy with it. So you can imagine how demoralizing it is to find out that a browser that served me well, and the story back then is Internet Explorer would let you get a lot more viruses than Firefox. Can you tell us something about where Firefox became an entity and why they went awry?
Well, a brief tiptoe through history. Firefox or Mozilla is actually one of the oldest browsers still around. It started out life as Netscape back in the 1990s, and then it became Mozilla when Netscape went down. Basically, Netscape got abandoned, and some new people took over the code. But it's still Mozilla. But anyway, Mozilla became very popular because it's cheap. It's free. It's fast. It runs a lot faster than Internet Explorer. The coding, the HTML coding, is much more standard. IE has Internet Explorer has a way of doing things in their HTML coding that require special code, which makes life difficult for people running websites because are you going to support Firefox or are you going to support IE or what? Basically, Mozilla compliance is the standard, pretty much du jour. Safari, which is what they use on Apple, is Mozilla compliant pretty much. And Opera, which is another browser you don't hear too much of, but I think it's actually a very good little browser. And I would let the listeners know that Opera does not get involved in cultural Marxism. So if you're upset about Mozilla, just use Opera.
Is Opera better than Google Chrome?
I think so because Opera, their bookmark handling is real nice. Google Chrome, the bookmarks are terrible. Also, with Internet Explorer bookmark handling is really sloppy.
Well, last week what happened is Mozilla Firefox forced the resignation of one of their co-founders because he donated to an effort to pass the definition of marriage in California.
Yeah, many people donated $1,000 to support the Prop 8 initiative.
And this is
back when President Obama opposed gay marriage.
And
so, he wasn't stepping out at the time. He wasn't doing anything that was considered to be unusual. But of course, out in California, anybody who opposes gay marriage is likely to be strung up in town square.
So here he was also the inventor of JavaScript, which is a web scripting language, and co-founder of Mozilla.
Yeah.
So he's not just some obscure person. They said, let's see if we can get him to be the CEO.
Uh-huh.
So how did we find ourselves now living in a country where a person can be fired for donating to support morality, even if it was 6 years ago? I mean, this is a private sector decision. And so I respect the right of any business owner to let people go for any reason, because that's the world we live in. Maybe there were other economic factors. So we have to allow people to hire and fire as they see fit, because that's their money. But we should all wonder why this would happen to somebody over a moral cause, over a philosophy, not job performance. At the same time, we're now entering a chapter where our bakeries, our photographers, and our florists are losing the right to decline business if it comes to somebody who wants to celebrate perversion. It appears it's okay to fire moral people, but not okay to fire immoral people. What is going on?
Well, it's a complicated issue, but I'll try and simplify it. I would first start by pointing out what Andrew Sullivan had to say, who is a more liberal conservative, especially on social issues. He's very supportive of gay everything, pretty much. But what he wrote when he found out about this, and this is exactly what he said, pounding our opponents with a fanaticism more like the religious right than anybody else, count me out. If we're about intimidating the free speech of others, we're no better than the anti-gay bullies who came before us. So, in other words, what we've got here is a situation that is, not unlike that, what's at church that was doing all kinds of things that were just over the top. And so what's happened is I think that there is a sense in the gay movement of that they can kind of do anything they want, that they own the nation, and they can basically go after anybody. It's a gay mafia. Actually, Bill Maher on his show this week came right out and said there is a gay mafia and they will whack you. That's exactly what he said. And it's true. I think Brendan Eich's resignation is the perfect example of it. See, Brendan, there's no evidence that he discriminated against gays in Mozilla or any other previous employment scenario. So in other words, in terms of employment law, he met all the targets. There's absolutely no reason in terms of the current legal standards for terminating an employee. There's absolutely no reason for anybody to object to him. But what happened was, even though some people in Mozilla knew that he had made this donation, is when he was promoted to CEO, about half the executive board resigned. And so, I think Mozilla said, they're kind of going, well, but that just shows you how many fanatic people are on the Mozilla executive board. But, the thing is, my take on it is, if you're going to have fanatics, get them out of the corporation. Let them resign. Get them out of there. Focus on the business, because as we see, businesses that don't focus on the business, who spend too much time pursuing cultural Marxist goals, are the ones that get in trouble. They go out of business, and they file bankruptcy, or they just don't do it. They don't perform as well.
Hi, friends. Do you like what you're hearing? Then go to my website. It's CynthiaDavis.net, and sign up for my newsletter. You'll get all this information and more when you sign up for my email reminding you of when you'll hear another podcast and letting you know what's coming up next. Besides, we always have a little bit of humor at the end, so go to CynthiaDavis.net and stay in the loop. For those of you who don't like email, go to my Facebook page. It's called Homefront with Cynthia Davis. And make sure you click the like button. That way, you'll have a convenient way to see what we're doing and to get the word when another podcast is released. That's Homefront with Cynthia Davis on Facebook. My website is CynthiaDavis.net. That's where we keep all our good stuff. So if you want to get our newsletter and find more podcasts, go to CynthiaDavis.net. Hey, let's stay in touch. So this is not about private relationships. It's about one's philosophy. It really is about how we define our standards for right and wrong.
Well, I think this goes well beyond, I mean, this is maybe not what people are expecting, but I'm actually going to cite, remember that case, Hustler v. Falwell? Remember that case?
No, but fill us in. A lot of our listeners
The short story is that Hustler magazine published a very insulting advertisement or article or cartoon, if you will, about Jerry Falwell, who had done some things that were just way outside of Christianity, so to speak. I'm going to leave it at that. And Jerry Falwell sued him for libel. And certainly, if you just looked at it and believed it as being, you know, like they're publishing this as news, then yeah, it would have been libel. But what it was parody. And so Hustler magazine won this case on free speech rights because it is parody that goes all the way. You know, it's just like any other political parody that has gone on over the centuries in politics. And this is what the Supreme Court said. It said, at the heart of the First Amendment is the recognition of the fundamental importance of the free flow of ideas and opinions on matters of public interest and concern. And so what we see is that a case ruling that made it perfectly legal to put just about anything you wanted about anybody in a magazine also applies in this case to protecting people like Brendan Eich, because what he did, his donation, is a form of speech. Brendan didn't actually come out personally and say anything publicly, and he didn't express a corporate position on behalf of Mozilla saying that they opposed gay marriage. All he did was he made a donation, which is a federally protected form of speech. And the Supreme Court has made a number of recent rulings about donations to PACs. And those donations are now unlimited. You can give any amount of money you want. Companies give any amount of money they want for any cause. And nobody can say boo about it. It's perfectly legal. But for some reason, what these people think is that since somebody made a donation to oppose gay marriage, that they should be run out of the company on a rail. What I think it actually is that if there was any pressure on Mr. Eich to resign, and I'm sure there was incredible, they probably took him behind closed doors and said, either you resign or we're going to fire you.
And which is better for your career?
And, of course, you know, most CEOs will just take the resignation.
That's enough. In fact, their chairwoman said this in an interview. Her name was Mitchell Baker, said that Eich's ability to lead the company that makes Firefox web browser had been so badly damaged by the continued scrutiny over the hot button issue, which had actually been known since 2012 inside the Mozilla community. It's clear that Brendan cannot lead Mozilla in this setting, said Baker, who added that she would not and could not speak for Eich. The ability to lead, particularly for the CEO, is fundamental to the role, and that is not possible here.
Well, then let's apply that standard to our president and see what people think about that.
There you go.
If Brenda Knight goes, then Obama should just walk away tonight. You know, just give us a resignation. Let's get somebody in here who can get her done. You know, see, that's just it. What she said actually is cause for an employment discrimination lawsuit against Mozilla, because, you know, I work for a major corporation, and I'm obviously not going to say who it is, but we have, and most internal, all major corporations have very tight rules and internal rules and procedures so that they don't get sued for discrimination or harassment or sexual assault and all these other things. So if a bunch of people in Mozilla were pressuring Ike and calling him any kind of names just simply because of this, they're the people who should have been disciplined. What they did is, I don't have a copy of Mozilla's internal rules and procedures, but I'm willing to bet that the people that were trying to get him fired are the ones that were violating the rules and procedures, and they should have been disciplined and been told to sit down and shut up, and they should take hits on their annual reviews and be demoted when you're in a company, you're here to get the job done. It doesn't matter what it is, whether you're writing a browser code or, you know, doesn't matter what your company does, making Pop-Tarts. You know, business is here to make money. And whenever, you know, cultural or progressive issues, when companies allow cultural progressivism to become central to the company, it destroys morale within the company, opens the company to lawsuits. And companies don't do as well. They just don't make as much money. You know, Brookstone, which was a big supporter of gay marriage back in 2009, just filed bankruptcy. They're just not performing. And the thing is, people don't see the time lag. You know, companies get involved in stuff, and it takes years, several years, before you start to see the decline in performance results.
And I'm really grateful for all those companies that do make Pop-Tarts, because since you said that, I've wanted one.
Well, come on over. I've got a couple of boxes. You're welcome to have them. They're all strawberry. I'm not really worried about Mr. Ike, because he's a brilliant man. He has done more for technology than... He's just a very talented man, and I'm sure he has no shortage of offers, and I'd be willing to bet that Chick-fil-A might, you know, have already contacted him, and, you know, some other people, Hobby Lobby, for example.
Well, the problem here boils down to persecution and bullying. With all the laws we've seen the states try to pass that address the problem that people are being mean to each other, none of them have worked. And you're not going to ever end people being mean to other people with whom they disagree. It's going to happen. The problem is what this chairwoman said is that even though he was not forced to resign by her or others on the board, her quote is, "I think there has been pressure from all sides, of course, but this is Brendan's decision," Baker said. "Given the circumstances, this is not surprising. Indeed, those circumstances included a lot of protests on Twitter by Mozilla staffers and a call by the OkCupid dating site not to use Firefox."
Well, but you see, when OkCupid did that, what they're doing is, I don't know how many people they have using it, but they're holding those people blackmail. They're blackmailing these people and trying to get them to use a different browser. Well, you know what, there's a million dating sites out there, and probably most of them are better. Probably a Christian dating website would be a lot better. What are you using OkCupid for? Fine, go somewhere else. You know, there's a million dating sites out there. Go find one that works for you and doesn't monkey with you.
And at the same time, World Vision had a big story last week, because they decided they were going to be hiring people who were homosexual, and that caused a lot of their donors to give them some negative feedback. Then they reversed their decision, and now the one of the board members for World Vision, who's a proponent of homosexuality, has resigned the board. As should be. If you are in favor of perversion, you probably shouldn't be on that board.
Exactly. And, you know, just so people know where I stand on these things, because, you know, there's a lot of talk about bullying and hate and, you know, homophobia. You know, a lot of people get called that who oppose it, but people just don't call me those names because I stick to the science. You know, the fact is that homosexuality has killed more gays and lesbians than anything else. As a matter of fact, I think you can probably count the number of gays and lesbians that were killed by heterosexual bullies on less than one hand. Certainly the big cases that became nationally famous were all found to be hoaxes. It was actually those people were killed by gay lovers. So I stick to science. You know, HIV is a very, and there's many other STDs following just behind it. STDs are not homophobic. They don't care. They don't have feelings. They are transmitted predominantly by unhealthy forms of sexual activity. You know, of course, gay men get it the most because that part of the body just is not capable of defending itself from viruses. Well, the vast majority of HIV cases begin with gay and bisexual men, and then there are a lot of bisexual men who are in the closet and they give it to their girlfriends, and that is why 25% of new HIV infections are in mostly innocent heterosexual women. And, you know, they just didn't know. And then HIV is the number 14 cause of infant death in the United States, and these are all federal health CDC or NHS statistics on HIV. Cultural Marxists are trying to present being gay as just being all fine and dandy, and it's all about love. That's the honeymaid thing is, oh, any kind of love is good. Well, I think everybody knows that there's healthy forms of love, and there are some very destructive forms of love.
And we at the Center for Marriage Policy believe that the place is after you get the ring on the finger and commit for life.
Right.
One person for life works best. It's worked well for me. And I think it's a pattern. It's a pattern for the nation of stability, of security, and permanency that brings out the best in people and allows the greatest capacity of
humans. And it guarantees, you know, a lot of people are interested in equal rights. Well, there's nothing that guarantees equal rights between women, men and women any better than marriage does, because when one man and one woman marry, it doesn't matter where the money comes from or who physically bears children. Marriage is what takes two somewhat different sexes and turns them into one cooperative human race.
And while we may not be able to solve all the problems with one phone call, can you give us a summary of what is our right response to stories like Mozilla Firefox and what if this continues to have a ripple effect?
Well, I think, you know, stop using Mozilla, you know, use Opera. Opera is the only good browser that is not aligned with cultural Marxism. And it's a good browser, and it'll work just fine for you, and then you won't be held, you can't be blackmailed. And I would strongly recommend that people who want to get involved in this discussion look up our articles on it. There's a couple of WorldNet Daily articles. We've got one on our website that talks about the serious risks of the gay lifestyle. And I would, in addition to the article, I would point out that there's no evidence that gay marriage reduces promiscuity. There are not a lot of studies on that yet because it's still new, relatively new. Gay marriage is relatively new. But the studies that have been done indicate that gay marriage does not reduce promiscuity. We just have to look at gay behavior as being what it is, and all these hippie types, you know, free love people, they're missing the boat. We have to teach them, if you love people, if you love women, if you love kids, and you know, you don't want to see kids getting messed up and getting ill and adults becoming ill, you have to encourage people not to be gay.
Well, thank you for joining us today, giving us a few minutes out of your busy afternoon. I know how many other people need to talk to you and how many more plants need to be chopped down. So
dig.
It's been a pleasure and a delight. Will you come on our show again sometime?
Oh, I'd love to. It's my great pleasure, and there's no end of things that we need to work on in the United States to pull this country out of the swamp.
Thank you so much. You have a nice evening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been another edition of Homefront on Missouri Grassroots Radio. I'm Cynthia Davis and hope you enjoyed our program. Please join us next week when we offer another infusion of truth, honesty, and solutions that will grow people bigger and shrink government smaller. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.